That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Valentine's Day is coming up, so whether you're looking to do fun things with your significant other or with your kids, Shannon Doherty is a TikTok, Instagram master influencer, millions and millions of followers. Her thing is she gives hacks and easy, inexpensive things that you can do to celebrate.
And they're brilliant.
You can find her on Instagram at @homewith.shannon or on TikTok at @homewithshannon.
These types of hacks here, Shannon, are these the type of hacks that could bail out somebody who has no idea what romance means or how to identify it?
Yes. So perfect. These hacks are super, super easy. I try to share ideas that literally everyone can do. One that I just started doing this year that I absolutely love is for my family. And anyone could do this. You could do this for your husband. You could do it for your kids. I took a large heart and I cut it out 14 times on colored construction paper. And then starting February 1st on your children's bedroom door or a door in the kitchen, every day you add another heart, and what you do is you write on that heart an affirmation of why you love them. And then by Valentine's Day, they have a full door or a full wall full of reasons you love them. It's just a little idea that really adds up.
Yeah, I saw that one on your page, and I was like, oh, I should do that for the girls. It's really cute.
Never for your husband.
It's really sweet. Well, see, did you notice I added my husband in there because I was making it for the kids, and he was like, where's mine? I'm like, yeah, okay.
Right, because it hurt. Because it hurt.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Shannon, you're just like me. I never would even thought, like, let me do it for him.
Right. Didn't even pop up. Right.
The only reason I thought of that was because of true life miss on that one. Yeah. So something that I love, I'm actually posting this video today, but a great idea as a gift, if you get a bottle of rosé or I did a really nice lemonade, you get a green floral sponge, like a green, you know those green circular sponges when you're making flowers. You cut a hole in it, you put it right on top of the wine bottle or the salt or whatever you're going to give as a gift. And then you stick flowers directly on that. It looks so pretty. So the bottom looks like the bottle and the top looks like this like beautiful bouquet of flowers. It's sweet gift.
Yeah. And you know, the best part is now you're not sticking somebody with another vase. We don't want that.
The garland with all the playing cards. Can we talk about that? Because I saw,
oh my God.
Oh, I thought it was so cute.
Yes. That is such an easy one. I ran to the dollar store. I got a deck of cards and I took all the heart cards out of the deck. Then I took a hole punch and made two punches on the top of each card. Then just got a ribbon, strung all the heart cards on that ribbon and used that as my garland. It looks so cute in my house. And you just have a really nice heart garland.
I probably have 5 extra decks of cards in my house right now.
It's great, especially if you're missing cards. Like,
right.
My kids are always losing cards and decks and stuff. So instead of throwing them out, you can just make great Valentine's Day garlands.
Another thing that I thought you did that was really cute was, like, when you're looking for Valentine's Day decorations, it's all the candy. Like, the candies are so pretty wrapped in the Valentine's Day colors. Just get some clear containers, glass containers, stick them in,
yes.
And there you go.
I leave them on my kitchen island or right behind me in my kitchen. And the hack for those, rather than having to buy tons of candy to fill up those huge... So I put my candy in those big mason jars that you would put flour and things in, but you'd have to get a ton of candy to fill the jar. So what I do is I put a cup in the jar upside down, just a clear cup in the jar upside down, and then I put the candy around it. So you have this illusion that the jar is full, but it really only takes about half the candy.
There's a reason why Shannon has millions and millions of followers. Her ideas are great. And if you want to follow her for yourself, you can follow her on TikTok @homewithshannon or on Instagram @homewith.shannon. Thank you, Shannon. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.